I grew a magical harvest. I had never encountered magic before, and strongly criticized my son for what I considered a bad hobby. But when my son went to the Echo Village, I rummaged through his things and found a beautiful stone that he once brought from a seminar at a place of power. I turned the stone in my hands, but didn't put it back. For some reason, I threw it in the drawer where I kept seeds and completely forgot about it. In the spring, when it was time to plant the garden, I did everything as usual. However, the bees with the seeds that had been in the drawer with the stone turned green much faster, 3 weeks earlier than the neighbors. As a result, I harvested cucumbers that ripened even without a cover. My neighbor's cucumbers were small, even under cover. And the cucumbers whose seeds I bought at a kiosk before planting, which the seller praised, only half sprouted. I had to fuss with them a lot. The leaves curled and the flowers were wilted. Besides this, I got an excellent harvest of tomatoes, carrots, and all sorts of greens. I wrote a letter to the Echo Village where my son was studying and asked why this happened. In the reply, which came quite quickly, I read that the magic stone from the place of power carries the vibrations of the universe, and what comes into contact with it begins to develop in harmony with the universe. Since many people violate the laws of nature, they can only create things that break these laws. Nature and the entire universe fight against this. Therefore, any interaction with the magic stone leads to the unlocking of eternal resources and abilities of a person, animal, or inanimate object that comes into contact with this great stone of power. Then, I took the stone out of the drawer, where it had lain until autumn, and sewing a poosh of purple suet put in there. What happened then? People started coming to me and saying, "Help!" I didn't know how to help them, but somehow I always found the right words and helped them. They thanked me, leaving food and sometimes money. And since I'd already lost my job, all this came in very handy. Thus, my son's departure to the Echo Village helped me gather a good harvest in the garden and in life. Every cloud has a silver lining. May the source of joy, the great spiritual egregor, live forever.